Good morning, Foothills. You're tuned in to 950 AM, 104.5 FM, KAHI Auburn, the voice of the Foothills. It's Saturday. The clock just struck 7:05, and that means it's time to saddle up for another ride through the KAHI Corral with Connie. So grab your coffee, kick back. Let's get this weekend started right. Good morning, Connie.
Can you hear me?
I can, yeah.
Okay, well, that's cool because I can't hear you. So, it's hot.
Down in the lower corner, is it old mom there?
Okay, I was only gone one...
You forget how to do stuff?
...day. Okay, so I can do this without hearing you.
You can't hear me, really?
Mm-mm.
Oh, neither one of us can hear you. Look at you. Okay, so I'm going to talk, and you're going to run over and see if you can help me.
For sure, because your mic's on, I can hear you.
Good morning, everybody. And we are back, and let's talk about everything we have to do this weekend really quick while Jason is helping us hear him. We have the farmer's market. We have nothing. We have all sorts of cool stuff. It's great weather. You could go hiking. You could go, I got nothing.
Awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome. Hold, please.
It's so good.
Oh, I know. This is the best ever. This is so odd. Okay. Well, so anyway, I know you guys can hear us, so we're going to just introduce my guest, and we're going to just start everything. And I hear that we had a good show last weekend because Gary covered for me because we were gone. And, oh, nothing's on the air either, says Gary. Bob says we're not on the air either.
Everything I have shows we're
did
on.
Did you my incorrigible texters wants to know if I got kidnapped again, but I can see that this is working.
Yeah, we have sound going. That's
okay.
Super weird.
Okay, how about Corey? No, she's not going to hear it either.
On air.
Hold, please. What?
Every button is right.
Okay.
Great.
I like that one. Complete silence. Is there a dog on the keyboard?
I just got a text to dead air.
That's
okay.
Great.
That may have happened once before. Well, let's see. We'll just start pressing buttons.
Press that one, see what happens. And now press this one.
Hey, is that it? No. Someone broke the radio. God, Gary, honey. Want to try that one?
Someone broke the radio. Go for it.
How about that? Whoa. I don't think that's it.
Well, we can hear
each other. Is that on? Wow.
That was funny.
That was funny. Okay, those...
Programmed air is pre-delay.
Kane, isn't it? Because we can't hear him.
Okay, well, Brad's not picking up.
No.
Hello. Hold on. This is funny. Don't say anything because you never know what this
when
thing's
you're actually on.
I don't get it.
Oh God, that's so funny.
No.
Oh God, stop. Gary's so bad. You just that's Gary's own words. Okay, that's Gary. That's why I don't read any of Gary's stuff.
Oh,
so bad.
My Lord.
Oh my God.
That made me blush a little
I'm
bit.
I'm so
Connie.
Sorry. Oh God, you shouldn't have looked. Oh my God, that
mean
is so much.
I didn't mean to.
Oh God. Oh my God. Okay,
I should know better.
I know you should know better. This is Gary's the worst. He thinks he's so freaking funny. He sends me all these terrible things. He sends me just the stupid.
Oh, worst. I love
he
that.
Sends me stuff on purpose to make me
laugh.
To make me do stuff like this on the air. God, he's just awful. Oh God. Let's see. Yep. He's a goober. Let's see. Everybody say my sister Mariana can't hear us. Okay. So I used to be my dad.
Okay. Oh, my
you hear something?
I hear a little bit of something. You hear a little thing?
So,
mm-hmm. Where did you go? Hmm?
What was that? We had music. Not now. We had it for a second. What'd you do? There. What's that?
Can they hear you? Dead.
Dead air is always fun. Especially when we all get up this early, go do this.
Yeah, because like when you guys are talking, I hear you great.
Yeah. And we only heard,
we can't hear you.
What was the music we heard?
What music did you hear? The theme song, no?
Yeah, we heard theme song when you
Wait,
played
he said
it.
Try to hit a button, try to go, so I wouldn't flip it.
Okay, when we looked at you, we were listening to the theme song. But nobody else is hearing it. Oh, I guess it's not the... Bob says, I guess it's not the worst show I've heard on KI.
That's funny.
Okay. It's just live radio. Oh, music! Gary says music! Now it's gone. Nope. Gary heard what we heard. The delay. Everyone heard that.
You can hear music now?
And we hear you.
And we hear you.
But this isn't right. Okay.
Hold on.
Are we up? Let's see. Are we on the air?
I think we're on. Okay, just wait for the delay and let them tell us.
Yeah.
Or I could call somebody, like Gary.
Good morning, Foothills. Having some problems here.
Whatever.
Getting figured out.
My incorrigible texter number one is completely on my hit list, so maybe I'll call incorrigible texter number two. And let's take a... No, he's being... All right. Hang on.
Hey, if you're out there and can hear the radio, give us a call. Let us know.
Well, that and... Okay, I'm going to call a friend. How's that?
Okay.
Phone a friend.
This makes for great radio.
Isn't this awesome radio? Yeah. But with... Okay, so here's our question with the delay.
I muted her, so the whole radio's not listening to her phone call. Mr. Tim Godsey hears us?
Mr. Tim Godsey hears us. And Robinson Sand and Gravel says it's staticky, but she can hear the dude, which, sorry, but I think
the
it's you.
Dude.
The
yeah.
dude.
Oh, and Gary says it's on.
All right.
So if then, someone would really.
So, we got a second.
Yeah, we got another call.
Okay.
Well, you guys do your thing.
Okay. Here we go again. We're going to start again. our headphones are all askew. Okay, so here's the deal. I have a really good guest, and we got off to a rough start. And so we're going to reintroduce Brian. Tell us who you are.
Yeah, I'm okay. Brian Pimentel. I work for the Placer County Resource Conservation District. I'm the Ag Program Manager there.
Yes, you are. And what else are you as of 2 days ago, young man?
I was awarded the Friend of Agriculture Award from the Auburn Chamber
Isn't
of Commerce.
Great.
Yes, it was a pleasant surprise.
Yeah, it really was. That was so cool. I saw you at the dinner and you just didn't have any idea what an honor and what a good thing that was, huh?
I also had no idea I had to do a speech after receiving, yeah.
No.
It was a great surprise.
Oh, my God. Okay. My incorrigible texter is trying to help and tell us that it's on. I think it's better, but it's sad again. No, so you just did that off the cuff. You had no idea what to expect.
We were sitting at the table. The first award received their award.
Yeah.
And she spoke afterwards, and I turned to Josh, and I said, Josh, am I supposed to have a speech prepared for this? He says, it appears so.
Oh, no, it appears. He knew. He's been once or twice.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So
that's so
I
much
I had about
fun.
25 minutes to create a speech, which was kind of nice. I was lower on the list of awardees. Yeah. So I said, what am I going to say? So,
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Totally. He says, yes, totally on air. Thank you, texter. Oh, my God. That, it was wonderful. It was so nice to see that you got that. Because you guys are kind of like, I don't know, sort of unsung heroes.
A hidden secret, I think, is what Josh referred us to.
Yes.
A hidden secret.
You are.
Placer County.
That is entirely true. Because we all know you as RCD. And that's, like, say, Resource Conservation. And you provide a really valuable service to the local. And it's not just farmers and ranchers. And you have to have cattle. You provide a service to all of us.
Yeah. I mean, I have an ag program, so my focus is helping farmers and ranchers.
Uh-huh.
But we also, as a district, we offer assistance to folks who want to manage their natural resources. So if you have a stream bank that's maybe eroding and you want to put in some erosion prevention stuff, or you have the side of a hill that maybe you did some work on and it's completely bare and you're afraid for erosion to happen because it's so hilly here. We can provide you with a list of species of plants to plant there, recommendations on how to stabilize that.
Yeah.
We can evaluate irrigation systems for your irrigated pastures.
Yeah.
We do all sorts of stuff.
Well, and I think
you're
selling
yourself forest,
short. Oh, yeah, see?
I just talked about the ag side, but if you live in the forest, we help forested folks all the time with defensible space and forest health management, identifying trees that might be dead or why they're dead. There's all sorts of services that we provide.
Okay, so you know my favorite one. We always talk about this because you helped me with my who is my guest? Okay, we'll tell him. Okay, tell him who you are again.
Okay.
We're not talking to you over there. He and I have a lot to catch
up
to.
Not my fault. Knock it off.
I know, right? I didn't do it. Okay, who are you?
Okay, I'm Brian Pimentel.
Yes.
I work with the Placer County Resource Conservation District, and I'm the Ag Program Manager there.
Yes.
And as Connie wanted me to point out, I am the awardee of the Friend of Agriculture this year from the Auburn Chamber.
Wow. So it's like a celebrity and everything.
I feel like a celebrity.
It's cool. I know. It's really cool. It's really nice that they give that out. I think it's great because they give out other community awards. But today, we only care about the Ag Award because we are ag people.
Absolutely.
Yes, we are. Okay. So my favorite thing with you and I that we talk about is I love that you helped me with the water project. Do you still do that?
Yeah. So you're referring to the Placer, PCWA's water storage tank rebate.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. We still have that open.
Really?
Well, it may be still open. I think PCWA may have cut their rebates for a while. But anyways, we still do that, and it's a really cool program. It offers up to $1,000 rebate on a 2,000-gallon tank.
Yeah.
And then if you're less than 2,000 gallons, you can get $500,
which is amazing.
Sweet deal.
Yeah, and you know what? The best price tank, guess you over there, guess where the best price tank was?
Echo Valley.
No! God, Sierra Pine.
Sierra Pine.
Oh, our good friends.
Our friends.
They
oh, my God.
He
says Echo. Thanks for saying Echo, but God, no, we don't even have them.
Shout out to Howard, John, and Shaney.
There
Donna
you go.
Anderson, Sarah Piper.
Yeah. I was trying to do, but no. Yeah. Oh, no. Why aren't you like Walmart? No.
No.
It's Sarah Pipe.
We're never allowed to recommend, but I do always let people know that Sarah Pipe has good prices.
They are. Because I was. And I checked everywhere, too, because I really wanted to stay. Look, I was so glad it was. You know what, though? I would have bought it there no matter what. Anyway.
We do got to take a quick break. I'll make it as short as possible.
We got paid
advertisements here.
No. Right. Okay,
so
fine.
We'll do that real quick.
Hey, thanks for sticking with us, you guys, because we do have barbecue sauce.
You know the national parks, but you may not know that they're supported by a strong foundation. A foundation for the future. We are the National Park Foundation. And together with your support, we are building a bold future where national parks are vibrant, protected, and welcoming. Today, tomorrow, forever. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
For over 30 years now, Echo Valley Ranch has been serving the community with quality farm and ranch products. Farmer's Brand and Purina Feed. Quality hay, alfalfa, and straw, all with delivery available. Looking for endurance tack? At Echo Valley Ranch, they outfit Tevis Cup Riders with bridles, halters, and reins. Need to keep your critters corralled? Echo Valley Ranch has horse shelters, fencing, gates, and panels for every size animal on your spread, and expert advice to help you design the perfect home for your livestock. Do you like eggs? Get your chicks at Echo Valley Ranch and watch those laying hens produce fresh eggs for you and the entire family. At Echo Valley Ranch, they have something for every animal you own, including the cow's favorite, the Salt Lick. Visit Echo Valley Ranch for the highest quality dog and cat food, all at competitive prices. Echo Valley Ranch, 205 Nevada Street, or call 530-823-1482. That's 823-1482. Echo Valley Ranch, your downtown feed store, and a whole lot more.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins.
Almost a tragic story because this guy on a motorcycle has a terrible crash. And now you have paramedics there. And they declare him dead. So then there's a reporter there. And he films the body bag. And all of a sudden, he notices it starts moving.
Uh-oh.
Whoa.
Oh, gosh, dang.
Are we sure the zombie apocalypse hasn't started now?
Weekdays from 1 to 4 on the Voice of the Foothills.
FM 104.5 and AM 950 K-High.
And we're back.
He is in town.
Woo. Yeah. Well, I called you. Yeah.
Wow.
Our fearless leader's here because we couldn't figure it out.
That's for sure. I don't know what you did, but we are back and we are dang happy to be on the air. Hello, sir. Don't run off. Okay. So, Brian, reintroduce yourself for those who are like, oh, we'll try back.
Yeah. I'm Brian Pimentel with the Placer County Resource Conservation District. I'm the Ag Program Manager there.
Yes, you are. And you are the current 2025 Friend of Agriculture Award winner from the state. No, it's on states. Celebrate the Community Dinner from the Chamber.
Yeah. What year were you?
I think it was 2019 was me. And then, let's see, Echo Valley was Business of the Year 1 year. And then Echo Valley was Friend of Agriculture 1 year. Mm. And then I got to be Friend of Agriculture
there
1 year.
Go.
Isn't that fun? Yeah. I love it.
So there's two of us here.
Oh, two of us here. Yeah, that's it. We are like, we'll be signing autographs if you come by.
Oh, yeah. I'm happy.
Kissing
babies, shaking hands.
Oh, my God, that's right. So you shake babies and kiss hands. That would be great. Not a problem. So good idea. I'm glad you thought of that. And don't forget, we have our barbecue sauce to give out. So, yeah, we can't forget about that because Tim was one of the ones that said he was listening and stuck with us. So, Brian, what is your passion? What's the next thing you have coming up on RTD that anybody wants to know about? And how does someone who has a place, even a small place, get a hold of you guys to help them with any of their projects?
Well, you know, my passion for me is helping landowners help the land, essentially.
Ooh,
yeah,
good
yeah,
one.
Yeah. I personally work mostly on the ag side, but we have forestry help. We have a really great prescribed burn program that's getting people kind of over their fear of doing burns and how to do them safely.
Are you talking like burn piles at your place?
I'm talking about prescribed burns. So
like
if you have like a
burns.
No, not giant. Okay. Maybe if you have a 1 acre area that you're looking to deal with the plant residue. And we used to, you know, set the land on fire every once in a while.
Yes, no, it's
totally
true.
There's ways you can do it really responsibly. And Cordy Craig's our manager there on the prescribed burn side. And she's a burn boss.
Isn't that?
Saying that.
Oh,
she's
my
the
God.
Burn boss.
Great. How fun.
Yeah, and she puts on workshops. So we're totally working with people to reduce that fear of fire, and how can we do it safely? So that's one cool program.
Oh, that's interesting. Do you have a website?
We do. PlacerRCD.org. There's such cool information there. There's even a blog. We have a plant sale coming up that we'll probably talk about.
Okay, they liked your help landowners help the land. There you go. That was a good one. Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Nice. Yeah, are you guys on Facebook or anything?
We are on Facebook.
Really?
We are on Instagram.
I'm
you can
sure.
see us on, I'm sure we're on
everything.
X or Twitter, however
oh
you might
God.
Want to call it.
I don't know.
Yeah, we have some great social media content.
Okay. How do you? What are you under on Facebook? I'm going to look you up.
We're under Placer County, or we're under probably Placer Resource Conservation District.
Okay. So what is your, do you have any seminars coming up that someone could
partake
of?
I don't have any workshops that I'm hosting on the ag side.
Okay.
We do the prescribed burn, learning how to do prescribed burning workshops frequently.
Okay.
Right now, I would say we are ramping up to do work. This is the time that we are applying for grants to get Placer County more money.
Okay.
Placer County farm owners more money to do work. We just wrapped up a really cool compost program. So we partnered.
Tell me about that, seriously.
Yeah, we partnered with the city of San Mateo, which is so far.
What?
I know. Can you believe it?
Why?
Okay, so there's a.
Uh-oh, you guys.
I know. I'm going to keep this brief for the radio.
Okay.
SB 1383.
Yeah.
Requires municipalities to divert organics out of the landfill. Okay. Every municipality has to do it, even Placer County ones. San Mateo. They got a lot of people there.
Okay.
They
got
to get rid of the organics and in the form of compost.
Yeah.
And so we partnered with them. They gave us $100,000 to put compost down in Placer County. It's not coming from San Mateo.
Yeah, good.
It's
nice, safe.
It's coming from regionally relevant area. And essentially our target was small farmers and agricultural operations that wanted to put compost on their land. Yeah, so irrigated pasture, cropland, perennial orchards.
I have a texter wants to know if you work with Cal Fire.
I don't work with Cal Fire.
No,
what? But Placer, Placer Resource Conservation District does work with Cal Fire, and we do. We manage the shaded fuel breaks in Auburn and over in Colfax.
What's that mean?
So
the shaded fuel breaks. Yeah.
I'm going to give you my best. I am the ag program manager, so I'm going to give you my best version of that, and hopefully I do it justice. But a shaded fuel break is essentially a space that still has trees, but we reduce the amount of vegetation so that way when emergency crews need to come in, not only does that space prevent the fire from just rolling through, it slows it down, but it's these areas that allow for emergency vehicle personnel to come in.
Oh, my God, that's brilliant. Like, so sweeping the forest wasn't so stupid.
No.
Okay, I got that.
Sections of it, at least, and definitely managing it with some fire is probably helpful, but
oh, that's great.
Yeah.
So do you limb things up, or do you have goats
we
going?
We limb things up. We masticate it. We have really cool pictures on our Facebook that shows before and after.
Okay.
We have stuff also on our website that show it as well on what a shaded fuel break is and why they're important. Really, it's to keep the city of Auburn safe just in case a fire comes rolling through.
That is amazing. Yeah. That is a really good idea.
You know, I don't think you've had our forestry site. Well, you've had Courtney Craig come on before, right?
Yeah, when you said her name, I think all three of you were here. But, you know, it's funny because a couple times you've mentioned that when you say ag and you say forestry is not ag, in all of our things that we do, forestry is ag.
It is. It is ag. Yeah. I just, you know, you don't want me out there telling you what tree is dead or not. That's not my specialty. I'll tell you if that's a, you know, an apple tree or peach tree or something.
Looks healthy. It falls down.
But if it's a real tall, tree, I'm going to say, yep, that is for sure a tree.
Oh, my God. So each one of you guys has your niche in your office.
Yeah.
And so Courtney's is the tree part.
That's going to be Lewis and Scott and Ellen do the forestry side.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have prescribed burn. That's going to be Cordy on Cordy's side. And then Andrew and I deal on the kind of on the agriculture side.
I'm following you. Placer Resource Conservation District on Facebook. Definitely worth following. And their first course, if you go on there right now, Placer Resource Conservation District, it's a picture of a fire.
It is a picture of a fire.
Yeah.
And, you know, it looks a little scary, but
prescribed burn.
I promise you, if you ever get a chance to attend a prescribed burn workshop with Cordy, you will be amazed at how cool it is.
That's
just awesome.
Yeah.
And you would think it's just like rapid going through. It is controlled. Like she has it down.
Wow.
It
okay.
is phenomenal.
We need to pay more attention. What?
We're back on normal schedule now, so we do got to take a 2 minute break.
Dang.
That's okay.
I apologize. All right.
We
thanks,
appreciate
everybody.
You keeping us on time.
Yep.
Little River Inn on the beautiful Mendocino Coast invites you to plan your fall or winter getaway now. Get away from the hustle and bustle of the city and make your memories with a day filled with wide open spaces, ocean views, and clean air, or a jacuzzi tub, fireplace, and an evening of snuggling with your sweetie. Little River Inn's restaurant offers a full bar and romantic outdoor garden dining with stunning scenery in the daytime and heat and twinkle lights for the crisp Mendocino evenings. The Little River Inn offers couples, families, as well as pet-friendly getaway packages. Stroll the shops in the quaint Mendocino Village just a couple of miles north, or hike the trails of the breathtaking Van Dam State Park just a five-minute walk from the hotel. Schedule a massage or acupuncture appointment, or spend the day at Little River Inn's on-site golf course. Book your getaway today at littleriverinn.com or by calling the Little River Inn at 1-888-INNLOVE. That's 1-888-IN-LOVE.
Looking for style, savings, and something for everyone? Come to Auburn's department store, McCullough's. From fashion to furniture, beauty to bedding. Find it all under one roof with plenty of parking. And right now, save up to 50% store-wide during McCullough's summer kickoff sale. Family owned and operated. So save time, gas, and money by shopping McCullough's Department Store in the Auburn Town Center right off of Elm.
Placer Farm Supply is celebrating 75 years serving our community. It was wonderful to see everyone who came to our Customer Appreciation Day. For those of you that could not attend, we are still running specials on Diamond Lamb and Rice and Alfalfa Hay. We are welcoming spring with our new garden center, including flowers, herbs, vegetables, soil, and adorable pots. Stock up on your supplies for your flock and pick up some baby chicks. They are sure to go fast with all the demand, so come down soon. Supply is limited. Placer Farm Supply for all your farming and ranching needs.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids are facing hunger every day? Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at helpnokidhungry.org.
No spin, just facts. Hey, Bill O'Reilly here, inviting you to join me every evening at 7 on KAHIAM and FM. Monday through Friday at 7, the No Spin News. You will like it. No spin, just facts on KAHI. Always looking out for you.
Hey, guess what? We're back.
Yeah.
It's working still.
It is working. And Jerry's here, and so we have some funny stuff. Yeah, some funny stuff going on. But we do, you guys, if you're going through Penryn today, go to the Pastor Buddhist Church, which apparently is off the Penryn off-ramp, and go to the Food Bazaar from 11 to 3. So, and that's 2 days. Arlene will be there one of these days. And sounds like it's going to be really fun. I think people should go.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, it's in Penryn. Where? At the Placer Buddhist Church. Okay. Now I know.
You have to Google it.
Oh, that's right. So Google that it. You're right. Well, I was too busy Facebooking your page, sir.
It is a pretty cool page. I'm not going to lie.
It is really cool. It's very, very cool.
And our website's even cooler, honestly.
Oh, my God. Can you pull up the website on your thing in there and let us know? Hey, Arizona, pull up the website and tell us how it's going. Oh, by the way, everyone, I did have drive-by people that drove by during our show instead of Earlene's. They must have got up early. So hi to Paul and Laura.
Yeah, I saw Paul.
Yeah, Paul and Laura from Robinson's. Thank you for driving by. And I know
what's
Robinson's
the link to the website again?
Oh. PlacerRCD.org.
How fun. Whoa, hello. Oh, stop by Loomis Ace and get some samples of barbecue sauce. Says barbecue.
Oh, Tim out in Auburn today?
No, stop by Loomis Ace and get samples. Says Mr. Godsey. And this one says, Forestry is ag, and as I learned, animals are ag. Wow, yes, Texas.
Forestry is definitely ag. We harvest the trees, do lumber in it. We got all sorts of things that we use our
really
forests
cool.
for.
Definitely. And then they can help you with water. So RCD basically partners with all our different ag groups. Like, you came to our Farm Bureau meeting.
We did. We come to Farm Bureau meetings. You know, essentially, I like going to those every couple months just to update you on the cool things that we have going on.
Yeah.
A lot of the things that I think we're most familiar for is we offer, we partner with other federal and state agencies to do cost share programs. So, cost share.
Yeah.
So essentially what a cost share program is we design a plan for someone to do something. So let's say I'm working at an orchard and they want to do compost application or they want to do cover cropping or something or hedgerow. And essentially we design that out for them and then we submit that plan into a program and either the feds or the state will say, yeah, we'll partially pay for that program. And they normally pay for about like 50 to 70%, depending on what the practice is. And it's a cost share, right? So they pay a cost to it. You pay a little bit of a cost. You get the benefit of it being implemented on it. And it kind of reduces that economic risk of like, oh, no, what if I fail on this cover crop? Well, you don't have to cover the full cost, which is the nice part.
That's really good. How long have you been with RCD?
I've been there 5 years. I started with an AmeriCorps program, actually. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I did. I did. It was through UC Berkeley, and it was to place like regenerative agriculture, sustainable agriculture folks into programs that could find them jobs. And I got at the RCD.
Really?
Yeah. Sarah Jones, our executive director, hired me. And she must have saw something in me then, I guess.
I think it probably worked, Mr. Ag Award winner. Wow.
And she said, hey, listen, we'll keep you around if you fund yourself. So I had to go. We're mostly grant funded at the RCD. So we get a little bit of property tax. It's probably maybe about 5% of our funding. And the rest of it is funding that we go out and find. And I think if my stats are right here, I think for every dollar that we get in property tax, we bring $9 to the county.
Nice. Wow.
Which
that's
is pretty
great.
Impressive.
Okay,
I mean, I was shocked.
Yeah, that's a good one. Okay, so are you from an ag family? How did you wind up doing this?
My family immigrated here from the Azores, so I'm first generation Portuguese, born here. Well, first generation American, I guess, but we're Portuguese.
Wow.
You know, they moved from the Azores, kind of they're self-sustaining farmers there and wanted a little bit of a better life, so they came over here. They moved to the suburbs of the Bay Area.
Yeah.
Moved out of agriculture. And I decided to grow up and go right back into it, I guess. It's
absolutely. That's interesting. So you went to college for, did they have an ag program at the high school you went to?
No, not in Fremont.
Big ag culture down there,
hills around Fremont.
Lot of orchards there.
Yeah,
they did. You know, it grew.
Yeah.
So, no, not at all. My grandparents growing up had chickens that they culled for themselves, and they had gardens, and I really grew for a love for growing food.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so that really pursued me to go get a degree later in life. I think I was 27 when I started UC Davis. But I didn't go right out of high school. I did some work, and I worked in nurseries and stuff like that. And
did you?
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
and then I graduated from UC Davis in sustainable agriculture and food systems. So
that's great.
Yeah. UC Davis is one of the top ag schools, right?
It is, or the top.
Yes.
It goes between the top or the second of the top.
Uh-oh, because now Chico alum, I can't believe the Chico alum is going to let that one go.
No, Chico's great, too.
Yeah.
You know, I'm doing a program at Chico State right now, too.
There you go. See? So wow, way to cover.
This place is for, you know, there's love for all of it here. No worries.
That's so funny. So one more time, if people, where's your office?
Okay, our office is on Blocker Drive, which is right behind the train station.
Oh, good.
Yes, right there off Nevada Street, behind the train station.
Yeah. In those really cool buildings.
And, you know, it's not just us there. We're there. The Natural Resource Conservation Service, which is part of the USDA.
Yeah.
They're there. They're kind of our sister agency. We came together, basically. Yeah.
Okay.
They were started because of the Dust Bowl. And, you know, back then the feds didn't, or folks didn't trust the feds. And so RCDs, FDR. FDR wrote a letter to all the governors in the nation and asked them to adopt this idea of a conservation district. And essentially, we're a grassroots agency. We have a board of directors that are from Placer County. And our mission was to reserve and conserve natural resources and to work with the feds. It was this, like, trying to build
mediator
this gap.
Between the people and the feds. So RCD was born basically from the Dust Bowl.
From the Dust Bowl
era.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's so interesting.
An absolute disaster at the time. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Was that really true that that cloud of dust went to Washington D.C.?
I don't know if it went all the way there, but I'll tell you, we still have dust storms in the Midwest. Yeah, quite frequently in Texas.
Interesting.
Yeah, there's still a lot of open land there, and we've done a lot of work on implementing practices to increase soil health and have soil cover. But, you know, it's still a battle worth fighting for. But
that
was
a really fun fact. That one has me thinking. I'd love to I want to hear more about that at a different time, but that's very cool.
Yeah.
So RCD is a national, and then it's
there's almost a district
regional.
Every county in the nation, almost. Yeah, basically.
Really?
Yeah. It was one of the first, I think, one of the first things that have ever been implemented nationwide by a president, which is really cool. Yeah. Anyway, I read a book on FDR. And
you have to tell more people
And it's part of that storytelling, right?
Of
why did we come to be? And we really are a grassroots agency. We have local farmers and foresters on our board of directors that help guide us in our strategy and our fiduciary role in making sure we're
getting the word from people who are actually in it doing it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but your history of it, it's all not quite as good as the Native Son's history. But because you're Native Son's. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Nice fun fact. I'm glad you said that. Dang. Okay. Ask him something because I'm still ruminating on that. Oh,
well,
what kind of education did they provide throughout the year? Thank you, Texter.
Oh, at the RCD? Yeah. Oh, okay. Let's see. I don't have anything planned this year because I'm still working off of the exhaustion from what I did this year because I hosted so many workshops. But
we
do a great soil health workshop, which is to help farmers and ranchers learn about why soil is important. What is soil health? It's this mysterious term that we all use. And how do we measure it? So we have a really cool soil health workshop that we do. I'm looking to maybe do a grazing and orchards workshop.
Ooh.
Yeah, we do a bunch of prescribed burn workshops.
Yeah.
I have a great one that I've done every year for like the last 3 years, a pollinator workshop.
I love
the
pollinator.
Yeah.
I have to get Jason back on about the bees.
Yeah. And we go to – I've hosted it 2 years at Sidehill Citrus.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know if you know Rich Ferreira.
Yeah, of course.
He's a great farmer of mine.
Yeah.
And he has probably the most beautiful pollinator habitat you'll see in Placer
County.
Yeah.
Really does. But he
won't tell you that.
I was going to say he's pretty quiet.
No, he won't tell you that, but I'm going to tell
everyone.
They won
Best Mandarin last year.
Oh,
and
were they?
That was so exciting. And guess what? I just remembered that the Mandarin Festival is coming up again at the weekend before Thanksgiving, and we're having the recipe contest. And you guys have to enter the recipe contest for that. It'll be great. Gary did the show last weekend.
Yeah.
People seem to
it
like
awesome.
It.
I'm open to taste testing recipes.
Is that
we did.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
We did. They brought
if anyone wants
samples.
Us to taste, please bring your sample
so
to the Placer RCD at Walker Drive.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, now he'll give out the exact address.
Suite 120.
Sure.
If you're looking.
Oh, that's funny.
Wow.
Okay, fair enough. So, yes, everybody needs to come to the Mandarin Festival, and they need to enter the recipe contest in all sorts of different categories, and go to the Mandarin Festival website and look it up and enter. That would be great. And you were talking about soil and stuff, and Erlene's kind of standing behind you, and I've never forgotten how bad I felt. We were at some event, and I'm like, oh, did you bring dirt or whatever? And she looked at me, oh, my gosh, my friend looks at me like, and I felt so bad. And she's doing it right now.
She called it dirt.
Shame on. I know.
Do you know?
No, well, I learned that second that it is soil and it is much more special
than dirt.
I'm
so disappointed right now.
It is so important. That's why we call it soil. You're absolutely right. Dirt is what you find in the house, maybe.
I didn't know.
Right?
I'll
that you tracked in.
And
the soil,
laughing.
It's living.
It had quite an impact on me.
Oh, man.
Soil provides life.
It provides life. It is life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she schooled me. I'm not called it dirt.
I'm proud of you.
Thank
I'm,
you. I'm teachable.
we can still teach her things, you guys. Just
oh,
so you
my
know.
God. So dang funny. Add tasting to services they provide. Yes?
We got to take a break.
No.
I don't want to, but we got to know.
885-3565. Call me, text me, get your name in the trough for Gold Country Barbecue Sauce.
For over 30 years now, Echo Valley Ranch has been serving the community with quality farm and ranch products. Farmer's Brand and Purina Feed, quality hay, alfalfa, and straw, all with delivery available. Looking for endurance tack? At Echo Valley Ranch, they outfit Tevis Cup Riders with bridles, halters, and reins. Need to keep your critters corralled? Echo Valley Ranch has horse shelters, fencing, gates, and panels for every size animal on your spread, and expert advice to help you design the perfect home for your livestock. Do you like eggs? Get your chicks at Echo Valley Ranch and watch those laying hens produce fresh eggs for you and the entire family. At Echo Valley Ranch, they have something for every animal you own, including the cow's favorite, the Salt Lick. Visit Echo Valley Ranch for the highest quality dog and cat food, all at competitive prices. Echo Valley Ranch, 205 Nevada Street, or call 530-823-1482. That's 823-1482. Echo Valley Ranch, your downtown feed store, and a whole lot more.
Advertise with K-High Radio, the voice of the foothills, and you'll reach those who matter most, your local customers for your local business. Here's Fred Penny of Penny & Associates to tell you why he uses K-High Radio.
This is Fred Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers, and I choose to advertise on AM 950 K-High Radio because it works.
So call our K-High sales team at 530-885-5636. That's 530-885-5636 to start your local advertising today.
Some journeys start small, with small paws and big purpose.
Look how little fly, you sweet girl.
Every great partnership begins with the first step.
Bella, let's go.
Guiding them through the world so one day they can guide someone through life. With shared experience, confidence grows, and the path becomes clear. It takes time. Patience and love. But the reward lasts a lifetime.
Hey, good girl, Bella.
You don't just raise a puppy. You raise a future. Become a Dogs, Inc. puppy raiser. Give a dog a purpose. Give someone hope.
Learn more at dogsinc.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Dahlia. Join me for my live call-in medical talk show that answers your questions right here on K-High. On my show, we tackle issues like cholesterol, diabetes, women's health, children, geriatrics, relationships, and more. And with all that's going on in Washington, we even touch on government and policies.
Dr. Dahlia, weekdays from 9 to noon here on the Voice of the Foothills.
Join me each weekday morning right here on FM 104.5 and AM 950 K-High, the Voice of the Foothills.
And we're back.
Thank you, Earlene. Earlene is happy for me. We're sharing our love of the Potato Museum in Blackfoot, Idaho, which we can save that for another show. But it was amazing. It was really, really fun. And I got a shirt to prove it. Okay, so what were we going to... Oh, God. Oregon's listening. Hey, Oregon, look up and see. Hey, Arizona and Oregon, you guys have homework. Would you please... look up and see if there's resource conservation districts.
Yeah, they may call them soil and water conservation district, but if you just
say what?
Soil and water conservation.
Oh, soil, not dirt.
Not, you know, dirt.
Not soil.
Yeah,
water.
Not dirt. Yeah.
Okay,
and
you
if you're not in Placer County, look up. If you're in Amador, there's a great Amador one. There's one in El Dorado, Nevada.
Wow.
County.
Okay. Yeah. I have a texture that, okay, so thanks for listening, out-of-staters. You have homework. Look that up.
Mm-hmm.
This one says, what kind of education do you provide throughout the year? Do you have a presence at the fair or other events? How does the district interact with livestock? I bet that has to do with your grazing.
Oh, yeah. Thing. We do. We work with ranchers all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I work actually really closely with Kathy Cahoon. Mm-hmm. She's the rangeland specialist at the Natural Resource Conservation Service. They're just across the parking lot from us. And we work together to help ranchers do prescribed grazing, we can get them cost share on interior fencing. Not exterior, but interior fencing.
Really?
Yeah, if that's you need cool. water troughs, you need to replant your pasture, there's all sorts
really?
Of practices that they do. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, shelter. You need some shelter, animal shelter.
Mm-hmm.
Not a barn, but like a, you know, the one just
wow.
overhang type shelter. But yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's very cool.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
See, you guys provide more of a resource than people realize. Again, I think you're a best kept
yeah.
secret.
We are our best kept secret. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
We're working on the marketing part.
Yeah,
of it.
No, that's really good.
Uphill battle.
Okay, what is it? Oh, do you have a presence at
Affair.
Nice website, very professional. Let's see. Do you other events?
So we have an outreach coordinator. She's fantastic.
Uh-huh.
We attend the Mandarin Festival typically.
Oh, good, yeah.
Yep. We attend all sorts of different local events.
Yeah.
We also have been kind of doing this presence at the farmers markets every once in a while.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, yeah, we've been trying to do that. Lately at the farmers markets, we've been promoting our native plant sale that we have coming up here.
When is that?
Yes. Okay. So, I think you can, pre-sale items will be pick up for on October 17th, and it's a native pollinator patch kit. It's $50, and you get, let's see how many plants are in there. Oh my
wow.
goodness. Oh, 5 1-gallon plants are in there. Yes.
For how much?
For $50.
That's great.
I mean, it's really not bad. And it comes with this nice little bag.
And where's the location?
Well,
you're going to have this at?
So you can go onto our Facebook.
Okay.
All right. Because that's going to be the fastest way for you to find it.
Okay.
And I think our very first or our second post is about our pollinator kit sale. And you can click the links there to get you where you need to go.
But, that's neat.
Yeah.
I like that.
Huh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow, when you put it on Facebook, you should tag me, and then I'll remember to
tag
put it on the
Connie.
Yep, Connie.
Specifically. All right,
yep,
we'll do
that'll
that.
That'll be good, and then we'll get it out on, and so people can order it. And that's really nice.
Yeah.
I like it a lot. Dang. Okay, tell me something else exciting.
Oh, gosh. What else exciting do we have right now?
I like that you're going to have the booth at the Mandarin Festival. That's very cool, because I think the general public needs to know, not just ag people. Yes.
Right. Yes. And also, isn't there the Farm and Barn Tour?
Oh, my God,
that's October?
Right.
It's like,
yes.
I think October.
Very soon, yeah. The Farm and Barn Tour is coming up. The Barn Tour is coming up. And I'm not sure.
We're
going to
be at Twin Peaks.
Are
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah. So,
that's great.
Funny story.
Yes.
When I started, we were all hunkering down and in place. And
yeah.
I had to go find funding, right? So I had to go find farmers. And I would drive up to people's driveways.
I can't believe you did that.
I know. So,
I heard you say that at the thing.
How many times were you met with a shotgun?
I was never shot at, but I almost had a close encounter with a German Shepherd. But my first farm that I drove up to was Twin Peaks.
Oh,
and
really?
I happened to meet Camellia up there, and
yeah.
she's the farm owner. And honestly, they were my first farm that I've worked
wow.
with. And so I have a really close relationship with them, and we have a really good project that we've implemented with some data collection and all that fun stuff.
I can't believe
doing.
That. When I heard you say that at the dinner the other night, that you drove up here. You can't
I
believe you
desperate.
Did it either?
Farmers,
funny.
Please let me find you. And,
be my friend.
Yeah, please don't shoot me, but would you be interested in doing some conservation work?
Anything? Oh, that's great. Good for you.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
really cool.
Yeah.
And then I remember you said a little bit ago that you worked at nurseries and stuff.
I did, yeah. So it was really kind of my gateway into my love for plants and,
oh, nice.
And honestly my love for growing food.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. I worked at Orchard Supply Hardware. That was my first job.
Do they still have that?
They don't, but that
I
was my first
about
job.
Orchard
yeah,
Supply.
And I worked in the nursery there, and is my way to kind of find my love for plants and help people grow
right.
stuff. And
good.
I did that all the way up until I worked for Osh and then other nurseries. And I did that right up until I transferred to Davis. And
nice.
Like,
that's great. Oh, I think it's good. So what do you see yourself doing? Are you going to stay with RCDs, or where do you go from here? What happens?
Well, I mean,
what
honestly,
impact can you have?
I have too much fun at the RCD. I'm not going to lie. Someone when I first started, Mark White, if anyone knows Mark White here in Auburn, which a lot of people
yeah.
do.
Mm-hmm.
But he told me, you know, Brian, when I first started, he said, you know, Brian, you're going to say to yourself, I can't get believe I get paid to do this.
Right.
And I honestly, I really can't believe I get paid to do this.
Because you're not sitting at a desk every day. You're out and about. You came to my house more than like once because we were doing the tank and we talked about that.
I go and meet people at their properties and sometimes it's just for a tank thing like you, right? Yeah. And then next thing I'm on there, I'm like, hey, Connie, you know, I noticed, did you just do some work on that slope there? Do you need a recommendation for an erosion control mix? Or they got cattle and I'm talking about, you know, how's your irrigation system running? Do you need a plan on how often to turn this thing on and off?
Yeah.
How are you grazing it? So it really, you know, I'm there for just one thing. And then I end up coming again.
Isn't that great?
Hey, we got other stuff going on.
I love that. That is so cool. So you're not in your office all the time and you go to lots of different events. You do. I remember we were talking about that one time, Sierra College. They had the, what was it, Earth Day or whatever it is. But you guys are everywhere.
Yeah, we are. I even have done a little presentation at Sierra College for a class. So.
Wow.
He's kind of a big deal. I don't know if you're picking up on this.
You know, if anybody just tuned in late, you know, again, there could be a ceremony here for a autograph signing for the 2025 Ag Award. Hey, Erlene, did you know he got the 2025 Friend of Agriculture Award this year at the State of the Community, whatever it's called.
Celebrate the Community. Yes.
Yeah. Isn't that cool? He's famous.
I am. Yeah, right here. Thank you. Yeah. I can't believe
it. It was awesome. And he had to give a speech and he didn't know.
I didn't know.
She says, you're fun to listen to. No wonder people like him. Wait, we didn't say anybody liked him.
That's awesome.
You and I are just trash. They're here to be for sure.
All right, we have to give names. Do you realize that we got dipped out of 15? So
yeah,
let's. Okay, I'm ready. Go.
Maria R.
Oh, hi. Maria R. Okay.
Hi, Maria.
April J.
April J.
April, thanks for listening.
Yep.
Patty. And of course, Ray.
Ray.
And Chris N.
Okay, and I got a couple over here. Okay, and Chris N.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, we are putting, I got mine in with that, and that's kind of fun. We're going to do that. You can pick up your barbecue sauce at Echo Valley. We're going to, we're doing pretty good. We got a minute. Do you want to tell anybody anything before we choose the name and you go?
Yeah, okay. Okay. Follow us on Facebook.
Yes.
That's going to be the easiest way to figure out all the cool programs we have. If you're not on Facebook, check out our online.
Yes.
Come into the office. We don't get enough people into the office.
Right.
Blocker Drive, 11641, Blocker Drive, Suite 120.
Is that the far back building still in the way, way back?
Right before the cemetery.
Gotcha. Yep. Right. Yep. Okay.
So not too far back there, but close enough.
Okay. You're the close. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And I think we're making one more phone call. Are we good? Do you have another name?
Dave.
We like Dave. Thank you, Dave, for listening.
He was like, do I still got time? Yes, you do.
Okay.
Barely,
now
Dave.
We gotta shake
barely,
it all
Dave. We got to shake it up.
In the trough.
Do I get to pick?
Yes,
I get to pick.
You.
Okay. I'm sorry if I don't pick your name, but the name that I did pick was...
Cover.
Dave!
Oh, my God. I shook that up.
Wow.
Well done, Dave.
Okay.
No, honestly, it was shook him up. I happened to pick Dave.
That's funny. Okay, well, you know what? Call in next weekend.
Yeah.
Keep listening.
Call in last minute. You might get called.
That's for sure. You might. Okay. I love this. People walking by, people driving by and honking just like all the time. Let's see what else here. How does the district respond? Okay. We got everything. All right. You know what? We have a minute.
It's
an eternity in radio.
Okay.
Right.
So thank you for being on.
Yeah.
Ryan from RCD, and you're in Auburn, and people can get a hold of you no problem. If everybody forgets or just heard this part, call me at Echo Valley. I'm happy to tell you about Ryan.
ClasserRCD.org.
Oh, I have to tell everybody something.
Tell me.
They have to come down and buy a ticket for the Farm Bureau mower at Echo Valley. It's sitting there, $50 for the ticket. It's a fundraiser for Ag, and it's sitting at Echo.
And it's a beautiful mower.
Yeah, it's a beautiful mower.
Beautiful.
Tomorrow, if you come in on Sunday and you buy a ticket, you get 10% off your purchase at Echo Valley.
Love it.
Because we love to support Farm Bureau and their Ag fundraiser. Yeah.
We got to stick together, right?
Yes, that is for sure. So come on down.
They're kicking us
Thanks
off.
Thanks for listening. I know, right?
Who cares about the clouds if we're together? Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet again.
FM 104.5, K2A3CM, Auburn, and AM 950, KAHI, Auburn.